Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by 127games.com, home of the cheapest Access and Allies miniatures. Find them at 127games.com.
Welcome to Wargaming Recon. I am your host, Jonathan J. Reinhardt. Wargaming Recon is the only member of the Troll in the Corner podcast network to discuss historical and New England gaming. This is episode 116, Age of Empires 2 HD. So for all of you listeners, both new and old alike, I want to first of all apologize because originally over the past few episodes I had been telling you about some guests who were going to be coming up, and for this episode, the scheduled guest was the one and only Mr. Stephen McLaughlin, who is the head honcho over at WWPD. That's a podcast focused on Flames of War in particular, but also a little bit on Saga and some of those other types of games. Unfortunately, Stephen had to cancel at the last minute. He had some personal things going on, and we are working to reschedule him for another episode. He'll probably be on somewhere between episodes 120, 121, and 124, or in other words, about September 2014 is when we're hoping that his episode will come out. So for this episode, I was actually just kind of musing around and, doing my usual stuff over the past couple weeks. And lo and behold, I was playing a game on Steam. And I know not everyone's a fan of Steam, but if you are, you are going to be very familiar with what I'm about to talk about. So I logged in. I was actually playing Prison Architect, which is a game I've talked about on my other show, Geeks Explicitly. And I logged into Steam, and then Steam had this pop-up, as they are want to do, to say, hey, there's cool new things here, or stuff's heavily discounted, why don't you check it out? During the summer, Steam is known for having these sales, and so they were doing a flash sale for a bunch of games, but one really stood out, and it is Age of Empires 2 HD. I don't know about you guys and girls, but I grew up playing a lot of computer games. I still do. And Age of Empires 2 is one that just really stands out there as being a fantastic real-time strategy game. Before I get any further, if you are a listener who likes to listen to the show because of talking about miniature gaming and that kind of stuff, there's going to be very, very little of that this episode. I still urge you to stick around because there's some important announcements near the end, and I think you might be interested in this regardless, because even if you don't play computer and electronic games, I'm sure there's something here that you could take as an idea or inspiration to use in miniatures gaming and other types of games that you do. So back to what I was talking about with Steam and Age of Empires 2 HD. Now, this was such a great game that Microsoft had put out for your personal computer, and it was so much fun, but it was back in the day of like Windows 95, 98, even up to Windows XP, I think. And by now, they are way past that. There's like Vista and Windows 7 and Windows 8 and like all these other kind of crazy systems of Windows. But people just love the game so much. And so many fans kept on saying, oh, we want to play the game, but we can't because it won't work on our newer systems. It's too old. Now, Microsoft said, hey, this isn't a bad idea. Why don't we update the game and make it so that you can use it on your modern systems? They have updated the graphics, kept all the cool functionality that we loved and knew, and said, here it is, and you can get it really cheap. In fact, that Steam sale that I mentioned, it's still going on. The game is normally selling on Steam for $9.99, so even at full price, it's not going to break the bank. But the sale, which ends about noon Eastern Standard Time on Monday, June 23rd, 2014, so it depends on how quickly you're listening to this episode, you may or may not be able to make use of the sale, but the sale drops that price from $9.99 all the way down to $2.49. If you are interested, I have a link to it. The link will appear in the show notes, which can be found at wargamingforums.com/WR116. That's right, wargamingforums.com/WR116. You'll find a link directly to the game there, and that will let you go and purchase it. If you don't have Steam, you can download Steam. It's a free download, and then you can make use of buying the game. So I am familiar with Age of Empires. I played Age of Empires. I played Age of Empires 2. I played Age of Empires 2, Age of Kings, and I played the Conqueror's expansion. So I feel like I have a lot of experience with it. In fact, too many hundreds of hours of my life went to playing Age of Empires 2 as I was growing up. And I was like, okay, well, I don't know, I'm hesitant. Is this just going to be an update that just makes it look fancy, or is it actually going to be worthwhile to get? And I said, hey, it's $2.49. I can't go wrong buying it. So I bought it, and then there's actually an X-Pack that you can get, an expansion. They call it downloadable content. That's next to nothing on there as well. And so you can get that. Also, it's like 75% off of the standard price. And I said, I'll get that too because I liked all the other stuff that was in the expansions. Downloaded the game. Got to note that although most of the stuff that I do uses the Macintosh operating system, OS X, this is a Windows-only operating system game, so you need like Windows 7 or something like that. So I downloaded it, and I was like, oh, this looks familiar. But it looked cleaner and crisper. The graphics reminded me of what I was used to all those many years ago playing the original Age of Empires 2, but it looked better. And in fact, the game played smoother than I remembered it. There was no jerky kind of motions. Everything just went crisply. The movie scenes just kind of worked. The animations of the models and the troops going across the screen, just very clean and crisp, and everything just goes along. The sound is fantastic. Yes, I know a lot of this is going to depend on whatever your actual computer is. You're going to have to make sure that you can meet the recommended criteria for the game. But I dug around a little bit and I said, I'm going to try a campaign. Just see how it is. So I went and I looked, and lo and behold, they have a Dracula campaign in this. I was like, well, what are they going to do here? Because I was worried. I was like, Dracula, right? How much of this are they just going to do? Ooh, vampires and stuff. Because that's not historical, right? Dived in. But it actually follows Dracula's rise to power, trying to reclaim his kingdom, and the impact with his neighbors, the Ottomans, and Hungary, and all this kind of stuff. So you play as Dracula, and it's a very linear, story-driven campaign. Age of Empires 2 was like that. You couldn't really have like a side campaign in it. You had to meet the objectives in order to go forward, and it was like that with this, but it was just so much fun. And knowing that I could play Age of Empires 2 and play it on my computer, whereas I could not play the original, meant a lot. So I spent about 2 hours just working my way through portions of Dracula's campaign. One of the cool things I noticed was, not only does the game have better graphics, it has the same gameplay that we know and love, so it's very familiar, the controls are the same, the hotkeys are very similar, and of course you can change a lot of this if you want, but the units work the same and all that kind of stuff. On top of it, there are these new and fun campaigns, and there's many of them. Not just the Dracula, but there's all these other cool non-standard ones that you can do. And then on top of it, if you just want to kind of have some fun and play around and check out different things, the cheat codes that maybe you and definitely I had used at points and remember and can tell that I liked, they're the same. It's Marco and Polo and Lumberjack and Robin Hood and all those kind of things that you can then use. Or if you're just like, I just want to get through this, there's that IR winner and like all those sort of stuff. So I don't know about you, but I played a lot of computer games as a teen and as a young man. Just spent a lot of time doing that. And you play a game long enough and if you use codes or whatever to do stuff, you memorize these things. Like, I can't remember exactly what they are now, but I remember playing a lot of Warcraft 2 and Starcraft and that kind of stuff and just memorizing what you do for different things and codes and order of stuff and do you put your peons here and Age of Empires, what's the best way and oh, are those conquistadors really good for this and what's really good for that and oh, I should kill those spearmen because I get a lot of cavalry, but I have some men-at-arms, so if I send my men-at-arms in, I can take the spearmen out, and then my cavalry can come in and be okay. And how does this translate to miniatures gaming? Because I'm talking a lot about electronic games. Well, a lot of this is just some of the fundamentals of warfare, so that if you are someone designing a scenario or running an event at a convention or a game day or whatever, you want to keep this in mind for whatever time period you're doing, because you want to make your events fair and balanced in the sense that war is not fair and balanced, and you want to get as much of an advantage as you can. But on the tabletop, even for something as lopsided as playing, you know, something from the Zulu Wars, like Rorke's Drift or whatever, you want to make it at least balanced enough so that the players will have fun. You don't want anyone to sit down and say, hey, there's no way I can win this game or get any sort of cool objectives. If you're playing as an Alamo and the designer had set it up so that Alamo was going to fall eventually. You hope that the designer put things in there to make it fun, to make it so that you're going to remember it, and it's not just going to be that you're getting slaughtered. But maybe there's some sort of side cool quest, or maybe you're going to earn extra points for doing things a certain way, or being innovative, or whatever. So it doesn't have to be balanced as in like 50-50, or the same number of points, or the same number of models, or that kind of stuff. But balance in the sense of the potential for fun. So a lot of that does come down to those different types of units, and the tactics of war, and all that kind of stuff. And you can really get a grip on it when you play a game like Age of Empires 2 HD. In the real world, if you had a bunch of cavalry, if you had a bunch of knights, let's say, you're doing something medieval, you have a bunch of knights, and you're going to go and charge a bunch of people on foot, chances are you're going to kick their butt, and you're just going to wipe them out. But if those people on foot have pikes or spears or something like that, something really long, they're probably going to mess you up. And if you didn't know that before, or if you couldn't really picture it just by reading or whatever, maybe your imagination's not that vivid, you can see it on the screen when you play a game like Age of Empires 2 HD. You can say, okay, well, I'm going to take this troop of people on horseback and I'm going to charge. And then, oh, wait, the people I'm charging, they have pikes and that's going to hurt. And next thing you know, half your force is wiped out. So it helps you with that and does it more quickly than it would if you were doing it on the battlefield or on the tabletop. I'm not saying it's a replacement for it, because if you like doing tabletop gaming, you're going to do tabletop gaming, and the electronic game's not for you, but it can serve to help introduce new gamers to tabletop gaming. Like I said, I spent a lot of my time playing these kind of electronic games, playing a lot of computer games, and then I did transition into the tabletop games. And I still play a lot of computer games and that sort of stuff. And I love those because they are easy. You can do it when no one else is around. You could solo war game on your own with models and all that sort of stuff, or tokens or anything. But that could take a little more work than maybe you are willing to put into at that particular point. And so you could say, well, tomorrow I'm going to play a solo war game. Or maybe tomorrow I'm getting together with the guys and girls to run, you know, a black powder game or something. But tonight, I can play Age of Empires 2 HD and get some of this stuff in and maybe do a little research and see how things are going. So I think for that, it's really cool and it's definitely a great way to do it. I have one complaint so far with the game. I haven't spent tons of time with the game, maybe just a few hours. But my one complaint is that in the original Age of Empires 2, you could start up a multiplayer game. And you could populate that multiplayer game with you as a human, of course, and then have the rest of the spots filled by computer opponents. So, in effect, you were playing a solo game, but the computer was doing stuff and you were playing against the computer, which was a lot of fun. It allowed it to be more open-ended than if you were just doing a campaign. Unfortunately, that is no longer allowed in this. In Age of Empires 2 HD, you need to have more than one human in a multiplayer game. And part of this is that you have to get the game via Steam. And Steam's an online game downloading client store sort of thing. So if you're already on that, they're encouraging you to connect with people you know in real life or people you know online or whatever, and then play the game with them. And that can be a lot of fun. But again, that comes down to a problem where maybe they're not available. Maybe they're sleeping. Maybe they're on the other side of the globe or whatever. Maybe for whatever reason, you just can't get together and play the game with them online. So then that does cause a problem, just like it would in the real world, trying to get together and play a tabletop game. So I was disappointed in that. I mean, not completely their fault, because they never advertise, oh, look, you can still do this or whatever. It's something that I had presumed would be the case, and it was not. But I am still disappointed, and I wanted to warn all of you about it, just in case you had fond memories of playing solo multiplayer games in the past and thinking, oh, I'm going to do this too. You can't. But the campaigns are cool. And then, of course, you can still do the scenario editor and you could test that and do things like that to amuse yourself. The units and everything look really cool. The gameplay is great. The campaigns are fun. There's a lot of different options, playing style and that sort of stuff. All the different nations are still there. You can do everything from the Britons all the way to the Chinese or whatever you want. You can do all that. And one of the really cool things about getting this via Steam instead of just in the old days buying the box game and bringing it home and stuff is that it's easier to download mods or modifications for the game. They reside on the Steam Workshop, and then you just subscribe to whichever one you like, and that adds it to your game so that you can then activate it and use it in the game. Some of these are things like better textures so that maybe you can make the ruined buildings look a certain way or the terrain look a certain way. Others are adding units or certain scenarios. Maybe you want to play a Lord of the Rings inspired one, or maybe you want to replay a certain historical battle. People have done that. People have added extra units and graphics and all sorts of stuff and change of weather and just all those kind of things. And it's always, always changing. People think of something and they work on it and then they put it on Steam and use their Steam Workshop, as it's called, and release the mod, the modification for the game. And they're all free. You buy the game. Steam is free. The mods are free. So you're spending $9.99 if you're getting this at full price. You're spending $10 plus it's like, I don't know, $3 or $4, something like that, full price, for the add-on for the expansion. Buy that expansion, so you say like $15 total, you get the game and expansion, and then you have all these other mods that you can get. You can get the mods just for the core game, you don't need the expansion. You can get all of those mods. Maybe you're talented in this kind of stuff and you want to make your own mods. You could go ahead and do that too. So there's just all sorts of different options here for you. And there's always other cool games on Steam that you can get. And I know I'm talking about Steam a lot. I have to say, we don't get any money from Steam. They don't have any sort of affiliate relationships or things where, like, you click on a link and something's sent our way. I'm not just saying, hey, Steam, because they pay me to, you know, whatever. They're not. We don't get anything from it. I'm saying Steam, because that's how you can get the game. And how they have other cool stuff that you might like. I've downloaded a bunch of the Total War series games. There's Total War 2 Rome, and there's Medieval Total War 2, and Shogun 2. All of those are really cool. Different than Age of Empires, but really, really cool. And recently I have downloaded, but have not used, and I'll talk about this more, I'm sure, in a later episode of Wargaming Recon, but I've downloaded Europa Universalis. Guy who works for me is a huge gamer, but I mean, he's in his 40s and he has kids, so he doesn't really have time nor money to be doing all this kind of stuff. He picked up the game and told me about it. And he's like, oh, it's really cool. And he was talking about it and talking about a campaign he was in. He was having some trouble with, I think some rebellion was going on. He was playing as England. He was just having issues there. So he was lamenting that one day. Then I was talking about a campaign I did on Medieval Total War, I think it was. Some troubles I was having there. So we were sharing war stories, and he would keep on talking about it over a few weeks. I was like, oh, maybe I should try this game, and I didn't want to pay the price. And hey, what do you know? One day I logged into Steam, and it was on sale, like 66% off or something. I think I paid like $5 for the game. Got it, downloaded it, and I haven't done anything with it because I've been so addicted to that Prison Architect. And then I downloaded another game that was on sale, I think 75% off, where you get to be a game designer for like electronic games. So you can make console, like Xbox or PlayStation type games, or you can do computer games and you run this company. So it's more of a simulation about it, and you try to make money and make cool games and get certain ratings and just all sorts of stuff. It's an independent game that's made this. So it's pretty cool, and I get really addicted to strategy and simulation kind of games. So I'm really into Prison Architect and then this other one right now. But I've been playing some Age of Empires 2, and I will get into Europa Universalis and play some time with that. And it's going to be pretty cool, I'm sure. But a neat thing with Steam is that you can play with your friends, like I mentioned. So if the guy at work happens to buy a copy of Age of Empires 2 HD, he and I could be spending some time playing it together. And since we both have Europa Universalis, and say, hey, are you going to be around tonight? You want to play some Europa together? And we can face off against each other. Or I think we can do co-op or something in it. I'm not sure. But that would be pretty cool. And what does this mean for all of you? Well, if you are an electronic gamer and you're interested in any of these, and if you have Steam, look me up. I'm on there. The name is Wargaming Recon. Surprise, surprise. You can find me on Steam. Send me a friend request, but I would suggest that you also send me an email or Facebook message just to let me know that you did send me the request and what your name is on there. Otherwise, I might think that you're just some random person and not someone who listens to the show and knows me in some way. So if you just send me a message and say, hey, I sent you a friend request and my Steam name is XYZ or whatever it is, I'll be like, cool, and then I'll accept your friend request, and we can play games sometime. So like I said, my Steam name is Wargaming Recon, and you can send an email to cwfgamecast@wargamingforums.com, or there's other contact information in the show notes. So you can do that, and then we can play some games on Steam. So now, let's get into Mailbag, and this is going to be kind of an expanded and modified Mailbag section. So let's kick it off with something that happened on Facebook. On a recent episode of Wargaming Recon, I feel like one of those voiceover announcers for movies or like the TV shows, you're watching, I don't know, X-Files or whatever you're watching, Game of Thrones, right? You're watching Game of Thrones, and at the beginning they say, previously on Game of Thrones, and then they do the little recap about all the stuff that was going on. So, previously on Wargaming Recon, in fact, the very last episode, episode 115, I talked about a really cool board game, 1775 Rebellion by Academy Games. I had a link to buy it, and I talked about some people who were excited because I mentioned this on Facebook. In fact, a lot of stuff goes up on Facebook, and if you're not someone who likes us on Facebook, I would definitely recommend it, especially if you use Facebook, and if you don't, then it just doesn't mean anything. But if you use Facebook, you can find us at wargamingforums.com/Facebook, and that'll connect you to us, and you can just click like, and that'll give you updates about what's happening. And I post things on there from time to time, such as if there's a sale, maybe on Steam or whatever, or if there's going to be an upcoming topic that people might be interested in. And I did that with 1775. And I was like, hey, we're going to be talking about this soon on the show. And it'll be cool, right? So a couple people had commented that they were really excited. And one of them is a guy who's been a guest many, 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 many times here, Aaron Bostian. So he left some feedback before and saying that he was going to order the game and get really excited about it. And I put that in episode 115. But since then, he actually sent me a message with a picture of the game board because his game came in and he was playing his very first game of it. He actually played the introductory game and then they played the full game. So he put a comment on to me and then I shared that on Facebook where he says, quote, this was the introductory scenario with two players. Then we played the full campaign with four players. This game is a great balance of an elegantly simple system with a strong historical theme. So that made its way onto Facebook, and I just have to say I'm always hesitant and nervous about recommending something to anyone. The way I see it is that if I say, oh, this is really cool and you should get it, and then if you spend money on it and you don't like it, I feel terrible. I'm like, oh no, I recommended whatever and they didn't like it and they think it's a waste of money or whatever. So I'm like, oh, what am I going to recommend? Should I recommend it? And I spend a lot of time going back and forth. Should I or shan't I? I know it's stupid, maybe, but like I really worry about it. So getting feedback like this about a product that I suggested not only makes me feel good, but it lets me know that, hey, someone actually found it to be valuable. They found something I said to be of use. So if you pick up 1775, I'll have a link in the show notes. Or if you pick up Age of Empires 2, or if you shop at any of our sponsors or use anything that I recommend or I suggest, and if you have the time to just send a brief little message to me to say what you think about it, good, bad, whatever, it helps. And if you tell the sponsors or whoever that, hey, you went there because of us, they like to hear that. Just think about in your everyday life, if a friend of yours says, hey, you should go to this particular coffee shop over here or this store, and you do, and you never let the store know why, they might get confused. They're going to be appreciative, of course, of your business, but they might get confused. Or if you never tell your friend, hey, I went and it was really cool and I liked it a lot and thanks a lot for the recommendation, your friend might not make those recommendations again down the road. I'm not saying I'm going to stop, but it's nice to know what people think about recommendations and all these kind of suggestions. So thank you, Aaron, for your feedback about the game. I'm glad you had a lot of fun. And in fact, I was speaking with Aaron just last night. And he was like, oh, I'm not ready for bed, and I gotta wait for tomorrow to do, well, today, to do painting. He has a Wood Elf army for Warhammer Fantasy that he wanted to work on, but he wasn't tired, and he wanted to play something. And I was like, hey, instead of playing some Xbox games, how about you open up 1775 and do a solo game of it? And he's like, that's a really good idea, because it would help him to get more familiar with the game. So I don't know if he did or didn't. I'm gonna presume he did, because he hasn't told me otherwise, but it's something that you can do, so it's really cool. And now, this is where the feedback section gets a little different. It's probably really its own segment of the show, and probably will be in the future, but I'm combining it here with Mailbag for the time being. So, over the past X number of episodes, I've been saying, please give us your iTunes reviews, because if you listen to us on iTunes and you take the time to rate and review us, that really helps other listeners to find us. iTunes is the number one place where people who like to listen to podcasts go to find podcasts. And if they have a choice between two shows, one that has reviews and one that doesn't, they're going to go with the one that has reviews. So if you like us, and if you just love what you hear, and if you listen to us via iTunes, those reviews make a huge difference because it helps other listeners to find us, and it helps to grow the hobby, right? And that's something that we're all trying to do. And you can leave a rating and a review by going to wargamingforums.com/iTunes. And no matter where you are in the world, you can do that, and it'll take you to your local iTunes store with us showing right up there, and all you have to do is click on subscribe if you don't already. But then you can just leave a review. You just type in your little message and leave us a rating. It's up to 5 stars. If you think we're great, leave 5 stars. If you think we need some more improvement, that's fine too. But be honest in your review, and if you leave your name, or say you have a blog or a podcast, whatever, you leave the name of that or a website, it's even extra cool, because one thing I like to do is I like to thank everyone who takes the time to rate or review us. I feel if you are spending some of your valuable time to say, hey, I like this podcast, I like Wargaming Recon, and I want others to know, the very least I can do is to say thank you and to do it personally. Now, I can't see you in real life. I can't say, hey, so-and-so, you're right there on the street, because not all of us live near each other or know each other, right? But I can thank you on the show. So if you have that podcast or a blog or whatever, I get to mention it on the air along with your name, whatever name you happen to have on iTunes. So I have some reviews here that I want to say thank you for and to share with you. So since I've been saying, please send us your reviews and rate us on iTunes and all that kind of stuff, we've have received 7 ratings and 3 reviews so far. Those people who listen and left those ratings and reviews gave us a combined 4.5 out of 5 stars. So yay! Thank you very much. And in particular, I want to thank the people who left the reviews. The ratings are wonderful, and I am very thankful for those. Unfortunately, I can't get any names if you just leave a rating, but if you also leave a review, I can see your name or your username, as the case may be, and whatever you happen to say, and then I am happy to quote those and share them online and say thank you personally. So I want to begin with Lambrews. Thank you very much for your 4-star rating and your review that you titled Good Gaming Podcast. Your review said, good content, pleasant host, a pleasure to listen to. So thank you, Lambrews, for your kind review. Also, there's 2 others. The next one is from Pig Knight, who gave a 5-star review titled Great Wargaming Podcast. They said, interesting and heartfelt show about historical miniature wargaming. Caters to everyone in the hobby, from the experienced grognard, to the casual player, to the curious potential newbie. Thank you very much, Pagan Knight, for your review. And finally, we have one from the UK. Batpink number 1 gave 4 stars with a review titled Good Stuff and said, only recently subscribed, but enjoying the last 3 episodes all the same. Being a fan of other wargaming podcasts, my New Year's resolution has been to expand my gaming experience with different gaming systems and not just focus on 40K. Nice one, guys. So thank you very much, Batpink number 1. And like I said, if you listen to us via iTunes, and if you want to take the time to leave a review and help others like you to find this show, please go to wargamingforums.com/iTunes. And that'll allow you to leave a rating, and even more importantly, to leave that review. So stay tuned for future episodes, because we will be sharing reviews as they come in on future episodes. So why not be heard and get a personalized thank you here on the Wargaming Recon by leaving that iTunes review. Now, as we continue on with the show and kind of get nearer the end, as you know, Mailbag usually comes near the end, and then we do like these little thank yous and announcements and that kind of stuff. I want to move on to an important press release. As of yesterday, and lasting until, until June 29th, I believe it is. I'm just double checking that. And if I was more of a professional, I would have all of this. It is June 29th. So as of yesterday, June 22nd, and lasting until June 29th, there's a very important option that you can make use of online. There is the 4th Annual Wayne Foundation Charity Bundle. This is a collection of really cool online game products. My buddy and head honcho of the Troll in the Corner, Mr. Ben Gerber, heads this up every year. Now, this bundle, it's on sale, as I said, from June 22nd and ends on June 29th, at which point it goes away forever. This is exclusively through the family of Drive-Thru IPG websites. So it's like Wargame Vault and Drive-Thru IPG and Drive-Thru Comics and all that kind of stuff. If you go to the link that we'll have in the show notes, which is wargamingforums.com/save the kids, you can purchase this bundle for just $20. It contains over $225 worth of games, fiction, artwork, RPG products, all that kind of stuff. In effect, you're paying under 9% of the value, and every single penny of profit from this bundle goes directly to the Wayne Foundation. They are a 501c3 charitable organization. They are committed to spreading awareness of commercial sexual exploitation of children and building a rehabilitation facility for victims of domestic minor sexual trafficking. In other words, there's a lot of kids out there in the world who are kidnapped, who are forced into the sex slave, who are forced to be prostitutes, whether it's because they have no other options available to them, they've been sold into sex slavery, they've been kidnapped. Kids, nobody should have to deal with that, but kids in particular should not have to be victimized. They should be protected. And the Wayne Foundation is really working hard to get these child sex workers the help that they really need in order to live these normal lives. And you can make a difference by purchasing the Wayne Foundation Charity Bundle. Like I said, $20. There'll be a link in the show notes. You can buy it, and all of the profits go directly to the Wayne Foundation. Now, what do you get out of this? Well, of course, you get the feeling of knowing you're doing something great and you're helping kids all over the place. But even more than that, your $20 buys you a bunch of products. And I'm not going to mention all of them. I'm just going to mention a couple. For example, there are some episodes of Wargaming Recon in there. I know I released the show for free, but I wanted to put it in there to give people some extra stuff that they can get their hands on. There is some other cool stuff. For example, I've covered Rogue Chess here on Wargaming Recon, and you can get Rogue Chess Decks 1 and 2 on there from Studio 187. Great game, and if you've never played it, you really got to take the time to. I think you would enjoy it. Dilly Green Bean Games is another company I want to highlight because they're friends of the show. So you can go, and Mr. J. Libby is co-owner of Dilly Green Bean Games, and they put their Kabuki Theater on there. Now, Kabuki Theater is really cool because it's something you can play with the kids. It's a child-friendly role-playing game, and it's awesome. And if I spent the time to talk about it, the show would go on and on and on, so I'm not going to talk more about it. Cumberland Games has a bunch of stuff on there. You can get some artwork as well. Soapbox Productions has some cool RPG products as well. Ben Gerber has a bunch of his stuff that he releases through the Troll in the Corner. There's RPGs, expansions, print-and-play games, fiction, all that kind of stuff. Evil Hat Productions has Don't Read This Book. There's a superhero RPG from Imperfect Games. There's all sorts of other stuff. If you click the link that we will have in the show notes, not only will you be able to buy the game, the bundle, but you'll be able to see all the other stuff that's there. I need to mention these are not physical products. What they are digital products. So you will, if you buy the game, the game bundle, you'll spend $20 and you'll get links to download each of the products. You download them, they're yours to have, to print out, to use, and then you can make copies of them to use with your friends and stuff, and so that way you can print it out to print your copy out. Say, okay guys, we're going to play this today, and just do all that kind of stuff. And once you buy it, it's yours. It doesn't disappear. That's all taken care of. And a cool thing is, like any of these other online venues, like with Steam, like you buy the game on Steam, and then you play, and let's say you want to get something else, or you want to take it off your computer, you can take it off. But Steam remembers that you purchased it, so then you can download it at a later time. The same is true with the Drive-Thru RPG family, the Wargame Vault stuff. Anything you bought on there, you can download. it knows that you purchase it. So as long as you log into your account, which is free to get, you can say, hey, I need to get it again. And you can just download. Maybe you bought a new computer or whatever. So you can go ahead and do that. So please, if you can, and if you're interested, the Wayne Foundation charity bundle, it's only $20. A link will appear in the show notes. And next, I want to mention an upcoming guest. For the next episode, which will release on August 4th, 2014, I am delighted to say yet again that Mr. Henry Hyde will be the featured guest, and I'm really looking forward to this because I love chatting with Henry. I wish we lived nearby and not across the pond, not across the Atlantic Ocean, because I would, he'd probably be sick of me, be like, hey Henry, how's it going? But I would just have so much fun seeing him around, maybe meeting him at a coffee shop or something, and just getting to spend some quality time with him. He's such a great guy, and I can tell just from our online conversations, some people just exude that warmth and that compassion. You can tell that they're just great people. He's one of them. I am honored every single time that he's willing to come on the show because I'm just this guy talking to a bunch of you. And Henry is, he's amazing. He is the author of the Wargaming Compendium, which is just a fantastic book. And if you haven't purchased it, please do. We'll have a link in the show notes so you can get it on the Amazon and Barnes & Noble, all that kind of stuff. And he's also the editor of Miniature War Games, now with Battle Games Magazine. If you're not familiar with Henry, look up this stuff because, don't look it up. We'll have links in the show notes. What am I saying? Look it up. Find out more about him because he's fantastic. And if you know of him and you're familiar with his work, you already know how incredible he is. So you're excited, even more excited than I am, I bet, that he's going to be coming on the next episode of the show. But he's going to be here, so I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have a great time chatting about all sorts of stuff. That will be episode 117. Like I said, it releases on August 4th, 2014. So you guys know the drill. If you want to get more information or links or information about any of the stuff that I covered, such as maybe purchasing your own copy of Age of Empires 2 HD or the great board game 1775 Rebellion, let's say you want to leave us a review on iTunes, or you want to purchase that Wayne Foundation charity bundle, head over to the show notes, wargamingforums.com/WR116. That will have links to all of that. So if you can't remember all the other stuff, a lot of us, when we listen to podcasts, we're at work, we're in the car, or whatever, we can't actually go to a computer and do these other things. Just remember the show notes, wargamingforums.com/WR116. And when you get to a computer, put that in your web browser. It'll come up with the show notes, what we talked about, the links and all that kind of stuff, and then start clicking away and all the stuff and liking us on Facebook and leaving us those iTunes reviews and purchasing all that kind of stuff. Now, if you want to leave feedback, the show notes tell you how, but let me go over that quickly just for you. You can find us on Facebook, wargamingforums.com/Facebook. We are on Twitter, wargamingforums.com/tweet. Then there's the email, cwfgamecast@wargamingforums.com. Do you sense that there's this kind of similar thing going on here, right? And let's say that you're like, hey, you know what? I want to not type out my feedback or my comments or whatever. I want to say it. I want to talk to Jonathan and the people over at Wargaming Recon. You can do that. You can leave us a voicemail. We have our own voicemail line. Don't worry. It doesn't go to my phone, so you can leave it any time of the day or night, depending on where you are. It'll come in and leave a voicemail, and I'll get that. And your voicemail may appear on the show. Just call 347-470-4263. That's 347-470-GAME. You do that, you can leave that voicemail, and I'll hear it, and all sorts of cool stuff happens. So thank you very much for taking the time to listen to this episode of Wargaming Recon. It's episode 116. And we talked about all sorts of stuff, but most importantly, the head topic of Age of Empires 2 HD. Don't forget, Henry Hyde will be on the next episode. Until then, I hope you have a fantastic gaming week or two. It depends on how long it is until you listen to the next episode. And as always, no matter how busy you are in your life, how many extra hours you have to do, what your family obligations are, you have to, you gotta, you need to keep on gaming.
Hey there, this is Ben Gerber from Troll in the Corner, and I'd like to invite you to listen to my podcast, Indie Talks. Indie Talks is a discussion about independent publishing, where we take a look at indie games, the people who write them, and the people who play them. We're going to branch a little farther afield as well and talk to some independent television and movie stars and creators, as well as crafters, all of who are related to gaming in some way, shape, or form. So please join me on the Troll in the Corner Network at trollitc.com and give Indie Talks a listen.
Geeks Explicitly, new episodes coming at you every Thursday, talking about geek life. If you don't listen to Geeks Explicitly, then only at trollitc.com.
This is Andreas, Apprentice of the White Order. I would like to invite you to listen to my letters, a humble collection of my observations of the various beautiful and very, very dangerous creatures that inhabit my world. I hope you enjoy it as part of the Monsters of the Shattered World on Troll in the Corner at trollitc.com.
Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by 127games.com, home of the cheapest Access and Allies miniatures. Find them at 127-games.com.
Are you always on the go? Why not take Wargaming Recon with you? If you use an app like Pocket Casts, you can listen to your favorite episodes of Wargaming Recon and all of the other podcasts that you know and love. Or you can always stream and download the latest episode of Wargaming Recon by heading on over to the show notes for that episode.
Wargaming Recon is a proud member of the Troll in the Corner podcast network. Visit www.trollitc.com for more information. This recording is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. Look for Wargaming Recon online at www.wargamingforums.com. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, and Stitcher Radio. You can learn more about this episode by reading the show notes on our blog. Many thanks to Andrew and Court for inspiring the show's name. Thank you for listening, and keep on gaming.